Good morning, my friends. We're happy to share Kenneth E. Hagin's Faith Food Devotions and Health Food Devotions with you this morning. Brenda's going to read Faith Food Devotions, and I'm going to read Health Food.
January 18th. Today's lesson is called Resurrection Greatness. And there's two scriptures, Hebrews 1, 4, and 5. Jesus has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he, said God, at any time, thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. And then Acts 13:33, God has fulfilled the same unto us, their children, in that he has raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second Psalm, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. When did Jesus inherit his name? When was it conferred upon him? It was conferred when Jesus was made alive out of spiritual death, when he was raised from the dead. It was at Jesus' resurrection that God said, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And it was after his resurrection that Jesus revealed all authority in heaven and in earth, and has been given that and in earth had been given to him. Every statement regarding the fact that Jesus' name was inherited or conferred upon him shows that Jesus received the greatness of his name, the fullness of it, after his resurrection from the dead. Confession. Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
He is risen from the dead.
He is risen from the dead.
And he is Lord.
And he is Lord.
The power.
The power.
And authority.
And authority.
Demonstrated in the resurrection.
Demonstrated in the resurrection.
Abides in the name.
Abides in the name.
And he has given that name to me.
And he has given that name to me. Amen. When was it that the Lord spoke that was the most powerful move of God in raising him from the dead? What scripture is that?
It's in Ephesians. It says when he raised us, when we got born again, when he raised him, he raised us together in him. Now, do I need to read January 19th?
We will.
You should just have me go ahead and do it. And then you do your two.
You guys have a blessed day. We'll be right back.